Hey beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. This is your relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. And this is a time where we can just get together like friends at a coffee shop and just getting real and talking about the struggles, the joy, the challenges, and the opportunities that are unique to us in this season as a Christian single. So last week, we talked about how to overcome loneliness as a single person, and we realized, you know what? Loneliness is a real thing, but it doesn't have to keep us trapped in despair and in disappointment and feeling as if we're worthless or unseen and unworthy in any way, but that it is also a time of invitation to be with the Lord in a unique way and also to seek companionship and community in a way that is unique. And today, I want to continue that conversation and talk about, quote unquote, how to fix the problem of being single. But before we get into that, I just want to make sure that you are comfortable and that you have your cup of coffee or tea ready so that we can get ready to dive right in and having our conversation together. Because like I've said many times before, this is not just a podcast, but an invitation to have a relationship, to have a community of fellow Christians where we can talk about these seemingly taboo subjects. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast and to join the conversation so that we can continue exploring these topics together. And I would really, really appreciate it if you would get connected so that I'm not just talking to myself all the time. Anyways, as I was saying today, I wanted to talk about how to fix the problem of singleness. So society and church and well-meaning family and friends may have suggested or implied to you that your singleness is a problem that needs fixing. So you're probably thinking, oh no, this is going to be another advice column of unsolicited advice or pressure of how to find a spouse or how to be worthy of a spouse, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you've had a lot of these conversations already. But to be more accurate, actually what I want to talk about today is how to fix the problem of why people view singlehood as a problem. I mean, if we look at history, marriage has historically been about the business union of the privilege and benefits of two families. And families would unite not because the two couple were in love and chose one another, but most likely because it would somehow benefit the two families. This is an unfortunate distortion of God's intent on marriage because we know that from Genesis that God had created Adam and Eve for one another and that it was his purpose for two to become one and to cleave for one's family and to be fruitful and to multiply. But as with many good things, there is temptation to distort its usage, and that in its essence has become what a lot of marriages has historically been about. And as we come into this generation where people desire marriage to be more than that, to be about love, to be about a union, to be about companionship, about growing together, to know one another, then the old framework seems to be falling apart. But the irony here is that because we are still struggling to see ourselves from the old lens where a man and a woman are just properties to be sold by the family to maintain a business deal, then therefore, if you as a property is unable to be sold, then it implies there is something wrong with this good, that there is some unworthiness or damagedness in this good. And that is where a lot of times the shame and the guilt, condemnation, or the pity looks that we get from people. Because we're still seeing marriage from that old lens of trading goods. And we're seeing ourselves as goods. And if you're the last one on the shelf, then therefore, there must be something wrong. So in comes the eager family and friends in attempts to be helpful, try to repackage you to give you all those unsolicited advice, well-intentional experiences to help you to get off the shelf. And all the more, this breeds frustration and invalidation. And if you didn't think about it before, it starts creeping in like mind terrorist almost that perhaps there is something wrong with me. Why else is everyone else trying to fix me? And this is where I want to bring our conversation to today. What if I am to say to you, beloved, there's nothing wrong with you? One's marital status does not imply in any way the worthiness, the beauty, the intelligence, the attractiveness, the desirableness, the wittiness, or any other thing that society has told us that we need to measure up against. If one thing age has taught me, and definitely as a counselor I've been able to witness, is that the married people do not have it a lot more together than the single people do. It's not a race, and the marital status is certainly not a measurement of health and wholeness and sanctification in any way. And this reminds me of one of the major myths, maybe, that I had personally encountered as a single person, because in my own life journey, before really committing myself to a relationship with God, I was kind of a serial dater. Because so much of my identity and my worth needed to be founded on the acceptance of other people. I needed to be in relationships so that I can feel seen, feel loved, and feel valued. So when I finally yielded to Jesus' invitation to be exclusive to him and to date him, he asked me for 2 years of singleness so that I could anchor my identity back on him. But as old habits die hard, I abruptly cut that short and went back to my cycle. And as I repented from that and came back to my relationship with Christ, he once again asked me to rededicate another year of singleness with him. So that breed for me a mindset that the years afterwards, when I continued to remain single, it breed for me a mindset that, oh, perhaps whatever God was trying to detox or yank out of me about distortion about my identity, the way I saw myself, the way I relate to other people, was still incomplete. And therefore, that is why God is keeping me single. Beloved, I don't know what your story is. Maybe yours is not as drastic as mine, or maybe it's something even more than I can imagine, or maybe there were stories that other people had implanted into your heads and into your experiences. But I share this to say how damaging it is when we see ourselves as if we need it to be fixed, as if we need it somehow to be worthy of love. And that is toxic in our relationship with ourselves. Not to mention in our relationship with God. And it inhibits the way we're able to enjoy this season of our life, and inhibits the fruitfulness we are able to reap during the season of our lives. So beloved, today I want to encourage you to turn away from the belief, the lie, that there's something wrong with you, and therefore that is why God has kept you single. I mean, Jesus has said, if even an evil father would not give a child a rock when he asks for a bread, why else would our father withhold any goodness from you? But when we have that mentality and mindset of wrongfully believing that God is purposely withholding goodness from me because I am not good enough, what we are doing is that we are stepping on the cross as if saying the cross was not sufficient to overcome whatever things I've done to mess up my life. And that's the farthest thing from the truth, the farthest thing from the gospel. Because the cross was enough. His blood was enough. Jesus was enough. So no matter what your history has been, or no matter who you are today still, beloved, know that his redemption for you is once and for all complete. That doesn't mean that, you know, we're perfect, quote unquote, and that we don't need to further our walk of sanctification, of being refined and being molded and sculpted more and more into his image every day. No, beloved, on this side of the heaven, we are still every day growing and being pruned and becoming more and more that person we created to be. And that's never ending. That's never ending for anyone, whether you're married or you're single. You're not going to get to that destination on this side of heaven. Our perfection is in Christ, but it's not complete here because we live in the now and not yet. But precisely because of that, the encouragement here today is to stop viewing your singleness as a problem. Stop viewing yourself as a problem. Stop deeming and measuring yourself as anything less than that valuable treasure, apple of his eye that he holds upon his hands and look with such delight and enjoyment. Because the truth is, only when we learn to love ourselves the way that God loves us and sees us, then we'll start attracting the right relationships, the people that likewise sees us and desire to treat us the way that God has taught us to treat one another. But when we see ourselves as trash, as unworthy, as incomplete, then we're attracting people that will validate that for us. And we're going to end up in cycles of relationships, friendships that are less than satisfying, and we'll wonder why. Why, God, won't you give what you have promised me according to your word? And then in that wondering of why, we'll start revalidating that there must be therefore something wrong with me. So beloved, let's pray today that the Holy Spirit will renew your mind, your heart, your soul, to see yourself the way that God sees you, to love yourself the way Jesus loves you, and to clothe yourself in the majesty of the cross and allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to renew you, so that you may walk in His Spirit, abiding in Him, knowing who you are, regardless of your marital status, walking in triumph, walking in fruitfulness, walking in blessing and abundance, so that when others look at you, they will say, "Huh, I wonder who his or her God is, because I want some of that. I want that joy. I want that strength. I want that wisdom. I want what they have." Beloved, thank you so much for another wonderful time together. And if you've been enjoying our time, please remember to follow or subscribe so that you'll be notified of our next episode when it comes out next Tuesday. And like I've been saying many times before, I am praying for you. And if you would like any specific prayer requests, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media at Simone the Beloved. I would love to hear from you and hear of your testimonies or even some of your struggle stories so that I know what is most relevant to you and what you are enjoying about our time together. Because like I was saying before, I don't want this to be just a podcast, but my prayer is that this would be a space where community can be built, where we can encourage one another. Anyway, in case no one told you today, just want to remind you, beloved, that you are accepted, you are seen, you are loved, and most of all, you belong to Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed week, and I look forward to hanging out with you again next Tuesday. Au revoir.